This is a Valor Hour Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
We are back on the Valor Hour. Casey Oxendine alongside the president of Valor Fights, Tim Loy. And we are talking the main event from Valor Fights 40. And we have with us Edward Massey, the ninja. What a fight it was. You came in. It's been a long storied past for you as an amateur, ups and downs, a lot of things. And you come into Valor 40 as the main event, moving in as a 3-0 professional, you know. So after all of that as an amateur, you come in as a 3-0 professional and you win in your hometown. Talk about it.
Man, my amateur career, it had its ups and downs due to an injury. I've always had great talent and a great mindset. I guess now that, you know, the injury is all taken care of and everything, I can now get out there and display that and show you guys a little more of what I can do. And but you know, man, the win felt good. It did. I've been doing a lot of things here in town and trying to motivate, you know, some of the guys in the gym, and I think the win really helped motivate them a little bit and show them that, you know, hey, you know, let's get more active too, to, you know, so we can end up like Massey more a little bit, you know, like I've been really trying to push things here at the gym, but so really the win really mattered a lot, you know, to show the guys that, you know, hey, if we motivate and get the moving, we can end up doing this too. So it felt good, man. As for the fight, man, I enjoyed the fight and everything. I wasn't really satisfied with how I did. You know, I looked at the tape and everything. I see why I won and everything, but I felt like I had more, you know. I felt like I put in more in the practice and everything, and I didn't really get to display everything. So definitely going to look into how I rehydrate and everything and regain my weight after weighing in, because I think that had a lot to do with it. But other than that, man, the win felt good.
What did you not like about it? Because from my perspective, and of course I called the fight, you had complete control. It looked like you're putting that left hand on him at will. Is it that you were unable to finish the fight, or was it the, you know, as far as the scrambles and so forth, do you wish you had been able to get ahead a little more in the scrambles? Of course, you were taken down a couple times. What was it that, you know, stood out that you did not like?
What stood out that I didn't like was, my speed. I'm way faster than that than I showed in there, you know. I throw way faster in the gym, and that's with 16s on. The pressure, like I can pressure way better than that. Although usually, you know, sometimes I show that I can be an outside fighter and everything else like that, but I can definitely pressure that. I should have went in for the kill a lot more. I had them backed up a few times, and I could have capitalized on a few openings I had, and I didn't like that. The scrambles, the time I did get taken down was, you know, with me being lazy, really, and that shouldn't happen. I believe that was in the third round. I kind of just sat there and was just like, you know, I'm already winning on the scorecards. I controlled the longest amount of the third that I needed to, so I knew I was ahead of the scorecard. So I figured I can just wait it out on the ground. I should have been, you know, still more getting at it, you know, and continue on. Although it looked like I kept a good pace and everything, I felt like I gassed a little bit. Close into the second, but I picked it back up in the third. But I felt like I gassed, and I felt like I could have, you know, my arms were a little heavy, so I'm going to have to definitely look in, you know, I was definitely been boosting up my cardio, because I've been to practice ever since that. But, yeah, those are the main things that stood out to me.
You know, I've got the president here, Tim Loy, and I don't know if you guys have actually spoken since the fight, but, Tim, what was your take on the fight?
Yeah, I think Edward looked great, man. That was one of those fights where stylistically I thought it might be tough for him, because it was definitely a different type opponent than we had for him originally. He was supposed to be with Nick Sprayberry, who was, you know, definitely a striker himself. you know, and I feel like just from just me, you know, from the outside looking in, I thought that maybe Zach would have a little bit more grind to him that would make it hard for you to get off like you wanted to. But he didn't really fight like that, and so he kind of played into your game plan. And so you look good, man. I thought you were crisp and 4-0. Congratulations, man. What do you think? Like, I know you said there was an injury earlier in your as an amateur, but like, I mean, you know, Not to rip on your amateur career or anything, but I was never just like blown away, you know. But now as a pro, you've really turned things around and, you know, and put it all together. You know, do you think it's being able to use your knees and elbows and things like that more maybe?
Man, I think as a pro, I just got my mind right. That's mainly it. You know, there was a lot of adjusting I had to do in the cage, and I, for some reason, man, I just, one night I just kind of sat there and I started thinking, you know, of ways. I just started to get my mind right, you know, and had a long talk with a good friend of mine. And he got motivated and I got motivated and we just started getting out there hitting it. And I felt like just me getting my mind right was the main thing as a pro that really just set everything into motion for me. Like now, you know, I actually study. I kind of, you know, I look more in depth in my opponent and everything. And, just, you know, the mindset, I feel like I just grown. I feel like I just gotten a little older in the fight game a little bit, you know, a little bit more advanced. And, yeah, that's basically it, man.
So, we're going to have to close you out here in just a second, but I did want to ask you, you know, there aren't a whole lot of people that are, you know, screaming the name Edward Massey. And like I said, I have been a huge proponent for you. Of course, you did Arena Combat, you know, 2 years ago. Anybody that does that, I have a special fondness for because it takes a lot of guts. And so you began to, of course, stand out at that point. Then I started to follow your fights after that, and I became extremely impressed. And by this fight, of course, I was a huge fan. Of course, your fight in there in Middle Tennessee, I guess in Cookeville, I mean, it was a war. And you know, I'm a huge fan. What do you want to tell to all those people that, you know, before this fight really, you know, haven't given Edward Massey a fair shake? You know, what have you got planned for this career, man? Are you going to go all the way?
Oh, man, that was always the main goal, was to go all the way. I wouldn't just put myself in harm's way if I wasn't planning on going all the way with it. What I have to tell those people that don't believe in me, if you don't believe now, you will believe later. I'm not stopping. Right now I'm on a freight train. I'm ready to run, you know, ready to run through anybody. My mind is right. My training is right. And, I'm going to make it. That's all there is to it. Like, I will make it.
The Valor Hour with Tim Loy and Casey Oxendine can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.